Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Vav. So we got to the very top line of Kuf Lamed Vav. The Gemara had been going through various mitzvahs where Rabbi Eli would agree. Meaning, we had yesterday's din, when it comes to Reishis Hageiz, with Machlokas, if they're Shutvin, two partners own Reishis Hageiz, the Tanakhama felt that they're Chayv in Reishis Hageiz, and Rabbi Eli said, you're Pater. Because of Pasuk says, Tzon Chavlo Shal Shutvis. But everywhere else, we're finding that Rabbi Eli agrees in other areas that in fact Shutvin are Chayv. So the Gemara says, after mentioning a few yesterday, Mezuzah and others, it says Meiser, the Afagav Dichsiv Meiser de Gancha, even though it says Meiser de Gancha, which sounds like in the singular, Dila Dilcha in Chutvis Lo. Only if the Yachid owns it, but the partners own it, they should be Potter in Meiser. So the Gemara says, Katsarachmana Maso Seicham in the Rabbim, even partners are Chayv in Meiser. So Ela Meiser de Gancha, Ela Mayas. So what do you learn from the Drash of de Gancha, which is in the singular? The Mute Chutvis Dovid Kochavim. If you're partnered with a guy, so that's when you're Potter from Meiser. But when you're partnering with a Jew, even there Rabbi Eli would agree you're chayav because maso seichem. Next example, matanos. When it comes to matanos, in other words, zera l'chaim v'keva, af agav the gas of rachman, even though the pasuk says a nasan that he gives, that the yachid gives, a kilmeimar yalef nesina nesina mereshis hagez mala halam de shutvis lo af kan de shutvis lo. There's a havamina that we should make a gzer shav nasan nasan nesina nesina from reshis hagez. Just like by reshis hagez, Rabbi Eli says shutvim are pater, so too he would think by matanos as well they should be pater. So therefore, kasrachmana meis zovche hazevach, zovche is plural. When there are multiple shocht and multiple zovchim, they are chayv in matanos.
So el. Singular
instead of it could have been that way. That in Echanami.
Right.
Yep. So then the Gemara says, "Ella taima de kazrachmana me'ei zovche hazavach." Only because the pasuk says, because the zovchim gave, the partners gave. Ha'lav ha'chi had not been that way. Have I mean, I would have thought leilif me'ei shagayis that you should have taka learned this gzer shava nesina from me'ei shagayis to tell me shutvis or potter. So adarabah, I would say the opposite. Nilif mitruma. Maybe you should apply the gzer shava of nesina and learn it from truma. And that din of truma, that truma says you're potter. It's to be chayiv, it's to be chayiv, and shutvis are chayiv. So Gemara says, Ein achanami, right, we would learn that. So really, the lima that shutvis are chayiv by matanos is really learned from truma. So then, me'ei zovchei zevach lam. At least, why do you have to have the same drush of rabim, of shutvin, from the word zovchei zevach? So l'chadirava, dama rava hadin imha tabach. That the din is that it's the tabach's responsibility to give the matanos. That's what we learn from the word zovchei zevach. Rabim shutvin, we know from the gzer shava, we learn this other din from zovchei zevach. So then the Gemara says Bikurim. What does Rabbi Eli hold by Bikurim? Yafagav dechsiv artecha. It says, even though it says in the singular, your eretz didachin shutvis lo, which would seem to imply that shutvim are pater from Bikurim. Kazirachmana, bichore akol asher b'artecha. So, bichore akol asher, I think that pasuk should be different. Where's the pasuk on the side here? They got Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'artechem, says a pasuk. So then, Ela Ba'artecha Lamali. So if it's really including that even Shutvin by Bikur Mechaev Lamali, why do you say Artecha Lamali? Lemute Yechut La'aretz. Artecha meaning Eretz Yisrael, only Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael. Only the Shivas Aminim are Chayev in Bikurim in Eretz Yisrael. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, there is no Dina Bikurim. So then, what about Tzitzis? The Gemara says, Tzitzis, Afagav, the Katsar Achman, Ksuscha, that you are in the singular, in the Yachid, the Ksus of a Yachid, the Dach in the Shitvis Lo. I would think that partners who own a Beged should be Potter in Tzitzis. Katsar Achman, Al Kanfe Bigdehem, their Beged, the Darosam. So we see there that the Rabbim, that Shutvin are Chayiv in Tzitzis. So Ela Ksuscha Lamli. So what do you learn from the word Ksuscha? Lich the Rav Yehuda, Damar Rav Yehuda, Talsh Sheula, Petura Mea Tzitzis, Kol Shloshim Yom. If you are borrowing, borrowing a tzitzis, your pot, borrowing a beged rather, your pot from tzitzis for the 30 days, has to be owned. You have to have bailus, but something that's borrowed is potter from tzitzis. So then, Maka, the Gemara says, this is the final one. Afagav de Kazer Achmana Ligarkha. It says in the pasuk that you have to build a maka around around the fence. The pasuk says, Ligagecha. So the pasuk says that, that didach in the shutvis lo, only if it's in singular, but if it's partnered, you're a potter in a makir. Kasrachmana, kipol nofel mimenu, it falls from him in this, kipol nofel mimenu, meaning it falls no matter when, regardless of who owns it, if there's a danger to anybody, whether it's owned by a yachid or whether it's owned by a shutvin, you are chayv regardless. So, ella gagecha lemaya. So, what do you learn from the word gagecha? Lemute, bati knasis, bati midrashos, which are not owned by anyone, it's a public domain, those are pater from the pater from building a makkah. So that's what we learned. These are all the dinim that even though, again, Rabbi Lai holds by Reishis Agej, or pater when they're shutvin, all these other examples he agrees that shutvin are chayiv in the particular halachas.
They use the same dikdukim to come to very different conclusions on each limud.
Yeah, each one to hold another.
Is it a whole gemara another place? In some of them it says, okay, it says in singular. You would think that that you're potter from with the Jews is not. You're actually potter only from Avet Kochavim, and then you use all the same limudim for different conclusions. No.
Yeah, each one has to be understood differently. You have to analyze each one separately. I don't know what they have a certain masora, I guess, how to learn it. So the Gemara then says, "I'm a Rabbi, I'm a Barbaye, Lesnai Laniklali." He says, "I reject this entire principle we just laid out here." Desani, the Braita tells us, Behemas Ashutvin Chayeves Bibechora Rebelai Potra. So we see here's an example, even though we said above that Rebelai agrees by a Bechor, Shutvin or Chayev. Here it's a clear Braita that says Rebelai argues even by the case of Bechor. My time of Rebelai, why does he think by a Bechor, Shutvin or Potter from Bechor? Dechsev Bekar Chavetzoncha, only if you own it by the Bayachit. So we see that there's a machlokis, even by a Bechor. Asks the Gemara, but doesn't it say, V'haksiv b'karchem v'tzonchem, that's owned by the Rabbim, even if it's owned by Shutvin, they're chayiv in Bechor? Where it says, that's Tkul Yisrael, that's referring to all Klaisel's Bechors, all Klaisel's tzon are chayiv, but each one has to be individually owned by one owner. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chinina Misura, Lesnai Lahani Klali, he agrees that as well, that this principle is not the case, because he finds this Ani Behema Shutvin Chayves B'matanos. He found an example, even though we said above by Matanos, that Rebbe Lai agrees by Shutvin Archayev, he found a Mufurish Braisa that says Rebbe Lai agrees that Matanos is actually Pater. He argues even in that case. Again, the sign of the Braisa tells us Behemas HaShutvin Chayeves B'matanos and Rebbe Lai Pater. So my time, why does Rebbe Lai hold that you're Pater by Matanos, that Shutvin are Pater from Matanos? Yalef Nesina Nesina Mereishis Hagez. He learns the Gzeh Shava from Reishis Hagez. Malahalon the Shutvis Lo, Afkan the Shutvis Lo. Just like Reishis Hagez, we have a clear din that Rebbe Lai says Shutvin are Pater from Reishis Hagez, so too through the Gzeh Shava, Shutvin are Pater from Matanos as well. If one were to think to make the Gzeh Shava, but Truma, to learn from Truma, so then Mechayiv, if one were to think rather that Truma, your Chayiv, Shutvin are Chayiv, Nilef, Nilef, Nesina, Nesina, Truma. Ella, Shmami, Nava, Truma, Nami, Potter. The fact that the Nesina, Nesina could have been learned from Truma as well, and learned the opposite outcome, and yet the Braisa didn't learn the opposite outcome, must be that Truma has the same exact din as Reish Shagaz, meaning just like Reish Shagaz, and Reish Shagaz and Matanos are now Potter when Shutvin, Truma as well. Rebbe Lai argues that they're Potter from Shutvin as well. So we see here that that Rebbe Lai argues across the board. So now the Gemara is going to go through a whole long conversation now about learning Truma, learning Matanos from Truma. So the Gemara says, we had above that there was a Rebbe Lai felt, and this was Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, that we learned Shutvis Ovei Kochavim are Pater from Reish Hagez, just like they're Pater from Truma. That was a din we saw earlier. So on that connection of Rebbe Lai of Truma to Reish Hagez, the Gemara is going to elaborate now. So Gemara says, "Imat Truma be'eretz in ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo, af matanos ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo." So if you're going to really make this equation, like we saw in yesterday's daf of Truma to Reishis Hagez, so just like Truma doesn't apply in chutz la'aretz, rather matanos shouldn't apply either bechutz la'aretz. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi min Harbil in Ein Chanami." You are correct that matanos do not apply in chutz la'aretz. V'atanya, this is benichusa, says Rashi, as a proof, not a question, but a proof. V'atanya, Rabbi Eli, Omer Matanos, Ein Nag, Nel Bart. So there we have a very clear statement that he learned that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, seemingly because it's learned from Truma. Nesina, Nesina. V'chein haya, Rabbi Eli, Omer, Reish Shagez, Ein Nag, Nel Bart. Not only by Truma, not only by Matanos, but also by Reish Shagez, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So my time of Rabbi Lai, how does he hold this way? Amarava yelf nesina nesina mitruma. Ma truma ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo. Af reish gez ba'aretz in bechutz la'aretz lo. So just like truma, everybody agrees truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not bechutz la'aretz. So through the Gzeh Shava, Rabbi Lai says the same exact halacha applies to matanos, and it applies to reish gez as well, that they too only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So then Amar Le Abaye says, Ima Chuma Tovelas Afrei Shagayis Tovelas. So we should say then, Chuma creates an Isser Tevel, which means so long as you haven't separated the Chuma, there's an Isser Tevel. So we should say the same thing by Reish Shagayis. So long as you have not given the Reish Shagayis to the Kohen, all the shearings should be Asr as well. There should be a Din of Tevel, just like by Chuma there's a Din of Tevel. Amar Le, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Reish Shagayis at Soncha, Titein Lo, Ein Lecha Bo Ela, Merishiso V'Elech. Not true. Reisha gates only exist. The content only exists from the Reisha when you've separated it and on. But prior to the separation, there is no idea of Reisha's all. It doesn't exist until you've created. Now this touched upon perhaps interesting machlokas when it comes to Chuma. When there's a Tevel, so there's a big machlokas we've shown, it's based on the Gemara Nida, that do we say the Isser Tevel, this is also brought down by Rav Yosef Engel in Asman Daraisa, one of his discussions there, when we say that there's an Isser Tevel, does that mean there's Isser Tevel because there's Chuma, that's Me'ura Bo, and you as the farmer have to find that Chuma, expose it? Or no, there's a Tevel, something that's very superficial, but there's an Isser, until you've created the Chuma, there's an Isser Tevel. But Tevel doesn't dictate that Chuma is actually embedded within, you're creating it. So are you finding the hidden chuma, or are you creating the chuma? That's the chakir that exists by tevel. This seems to indicate that the chuma, the tevel by chuma, is you're trying to find the chuma that's embedded in. Because we're saying reisha geis says reisha geis only exists from when you create the reisha geis. From that point on, implying that chuma is different. Where chuma it exists, the tevel exists even before you've separated. Meaning the chuma is hidden somewhere in there. Perhaps just a thought.
So I don't understand this because it says. The question is what, that you should think that Reshit Hages is Tevel, right?
Correct.
And it says no, the Reshit Hages only becomes Tevel when you cut it.
Correct.
And before that, there's no Ges, meaning the it automatically becomes wool when you cut it. So before that, so what would be the Havamina that it's Tovelness?
But
it's on the sheep that you're not allowed to do what?
When you separate all the shearings that you're doing, so if you haven't separated and given it to the Kohen just yet, so nothing's been hufrash yet, so it's all the wools mixed together.
Meaning when it says sheafrish, meaning while it's together, it's not tevel. Hafrasha is really once it's cut, but before it's separated.
I believe after you do all the shearings, then you have to mafrish from those shearings to the Kohen.
Until you're mafrish, it's not tevel.
Right, the Havamina was maybe it should be Tevel, it should be Aser to eat, like Truma, until you've been Mafrish. Kamash Malam, that no, only Reisha Geis doesn't exist until you've created Reisha Geis. So then the Gemara says, Ima Truma Chayev Malav Misa V'chomesh, a person who eats Truma Zar is Chayev Misa, he's Chayev to pay not only the value of what the Truma he ate, but he has to pay an additional penalty of a Chomesh. So Af Reisha Geis Chayev Malav Misa V'chomesh. One may think one who eats Reisha Geis, who's not a Kohen, or uses it probably, not eating it, but uses Reisha Geis, so then the din should be that he should have to pay Chayev Misa, and he should pay Chomesh as well. So the Gemara says that, lost the place, 1 second here. So it says, the Pasuk says, Amar Kra, Umesu Bo, Yosef Alav. And he dies, and the Pasuk goes of Yosef Alav, and he adds on top of it a Chomesh, two different Psukim. Alav, lo al Reish Shagayis, that there's only a Chomesh on Alav, on Truma, but not Reish Shagayis. And the first Pasuk, Umesu Bo, only on Truma is Yerchi Misa, v'lo b'Reish Shagayis. So even though there is a Gzer Shava from Truma to Reish Shagayis, we don't apply all the different dinim for these various reasons. So then the Gemara says, well, Ima Truma, Rishon Visheni Acharel. After there's Hafrashas Shuma, then there's Hafrashas Maisa Rishon, then there's Hafrashas Maisa Sheni. So one might think after Reish Shagayis, Rishon Visheni Acharel. After you've given the first Reish Shagayis to Shuma, perhaps there should be additional payments for Reish Shagayis. I don't know what you would do, but maybe you'd give a Maisa Rishon Reish Shagayis to Levi, and then you do Maisa Sheni and bring it to Yushalayim or something. So that's the Havamina to think to make this equation across the board to Shuma. Amakra, Reishas, that's it. Ein lecha ela bo reishis bavad. The only thing that exists by reishis geis is reishis. The very first giving, the truma, if you will, of a geis is the only obligation. After that point, then the owner is able to keep every part of the shearings. So then the Gemara says, Ima truma mechadosh al hayashan lo. A person cannot mafish truma from this year's grains on last year's grains. Yashan was last year, chadosh is this year. You can't separate the two of them together. Af reishis geis mechadosh al hayashan lo. You shouldn't separate shearings to be mafish this year's shearings for last year's shearings. That shouldn't work as well. Gemara says, in, you are correct, that halacha is the same, that you cannot be mafrish, chadash al yashin, even by reish zageiz. V'atanya, the brisa here again is benichusa as a proof. The Gemara says, v'atanya, hayu lo shtei rachelis, you have two sheep, gazes v'hiniach, and you leave it over, you shear it, you leave it, you shear it, you leave it, shnayim v'shlosh sham for 3 years in a row, and you don't separate it to the reish zageiz just yet. A mitztarfo, so you cannot combine two, 3 different years of reish zageiz. Each one has to be separate, just like by truma. Yashin v'chadash don't work on each other. The Gemara says, however, ha-chamesh mitztarfos. Does that imply if you have five different years, you can be mitztarfim? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, v'hatanya a mitztarfos. The Bari says, you can't be mitztarfim. So there's a stira whether or not you're allowed to actually mitztarif different years or not different years. So Gemara says, El Shma Mina Had Rabbi Elai Had Rabbanim. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Elai versus Rabbanim. Rabbi Elai, who learns from Truma, the Gzeir Shava, he says you cannot be mitztarif different years. And Rabbanim, who don't learn the Gzeir Shava from Truma, do allow you to separate from 1 year to the next. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Ima Chuma, continuing on this line of reasoning, that Ima Chuma, Gada B'Chiv Chayev, Gada B'Pater Pater, when it comes to Chuma, that which grows in Chiv, which means if a Jew owns a property and it's growing, so then you're Chayev to pay. But let's say it grows in the hands of the Goy, so then there's no Chiv Chuma. It depends who owns the Chuma the moment it grew. So then you would think, Af Reish Shagez, Nami Gada B'Chiv Chayev, B'Pater B'Pater. If the wool grew under the possession of the Jew, which we chayv. If you bought the shearings from a goy, which the wool grew while owned by the goy, then one would be potter. So the Gemara says, and continuing before answering, explaining this question here, this comparison, the Gemara says, "Vegave truma minol." And how do I know about truma? It has to be grown in the state of chiyuv and not in the state of ptur. The Sani, the Braisa, tells us that Yisrael shelokach sada besuria. If a Jew buys a property in Surya, which is chayv in truma, me'ovid kocham, he buys it from a goy. If he bought the grain before it came to a third of its growth, meaning it's still immature, so it hasn't fully grown yet, and then it grows to above a shlish under the ownership of the Jew, chayev, then you're chayev because it grew me hivi shlish in the property of the Jew. But if you bought from the goy mishavia shlish, you bought a property and the grains were very mature and grown, so then what's the din there? Rabbi Akiva is mechay b'tosefes chachamim potrim. So Rabbi Akiva says the first third that grew under the bilus of the goy is potter. But anything in addition that grows, the tosefes, that part of the grain is actually chayv, while chachamim hold, you're completely potter across the board. So we see from here, though, at least according to the clear din that only if it grew within the under the ownership of the Jew are you chayv, but under the ownership of a goy, there's potter. The chitay ma'achanam, if you're going to say the same exact halacha applies to the reish zageiz, it depends under whose ownership the wool grew. V'atznan, the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah appears in, we saw this earlier, on yesterday's daf, halokeach geiz tzon ovid kocham pater, mereish zageiz. We buy geiz tzon, which means it was already sheared. The wool is already separate from the animal, so he sells you a bull wool, you're pater from paying it. The dik is, however, Hatsono ligzos. If you buy the tzon that's prepared to be sheared, but he hasn't yet done the geziza yet, so then you're chayiv. So why is that the case? Wasn't the wool grown while under the ownership of the goy? You should be potter even in the case of tzono ligzos. When you buy a sheep ready to be sheared, that should still be potter because it grew under the ownership of the goy. So the Gemara says, Masnisin, going on to Mabez now, is delo krevi alai. Our mission that says if it grew under the possession of the goy is going against Rabbi Elai, that they make the connection of Chuma to Reish Zageiz to Chuma. Fine. So then the Gemara, and therefore, just like by Chuma, the din is that if it grew in the other way around, that our Mishnah doesn't hold to the connection. Even though by Truma we're saying that if it grew b'ptur, you're potter. Here, if it grew b'ptur, you're actually going to be chayiv. Our Mishnah says you're chayiv in the Reish Zageiz. So then the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis here, Ima Truma mimin al sheino mino lo. Truma, you can't separate two different minim on each other. You can't separate dagon on yayin or whatever the different minim are. So af Reish Zageiz mimin al sheino mino lo. You cannot separate from one type of Reish Zageiz on the other type of Reish Zageiz. What are the examples? Rashi explains, for example, He says, black and white, different types of figs, even though they're the same type of figs, the same te'enim, but same min, but one's white, one's black. You can't separate the two with each other. So too, when it comes to the wool, you have the darker wool and the lighter wool. Those are considered different minim, and you cannot separate the two. So the Gemara explains further. Now, gave truma minal, and how do you know by truma you cannot separate different minim? The Sani, the Brisa tells us, hayulo shnei minei te'enim. We have two types of figs. Shcharos, you have black figs. Levanos, white figs. Yechen shnei minei chitim, two different types of grains. Ein tormin umasim mizelze. You cannot separate one on the next. Rabbi Yitzchak, omer mishum Rabbi Eloi, beishamai omrim ein tormin. That's only the position of beishamai. However, Beis Hillel Omrim Tormim, you're able to be mafresh Chuma on two different minim. So this is the discussion by Chuma. But we typically assume that you can't be mafresh one min on the other min. So the Gemara says, so you would think, afresh shagaz, mimin al shayna min al lo, that you should not be able to separate one type on the other type when it comes to resh shagaz as well, if we really, in fact, take this gzer shava of Chuma to resh shagaz very seriously.
But
the Tanakhama says you can't. So then the Gemara says, in Enachanami says you, this is true, you are correct, that we say you cannot be mafresh reisha gaze from one min or the other min. That's on the Mishnah tells us as a proof that hayulo shnei minim shchufet v'levanos. You have two types of species, two types of wool. One's darker, one's lighter. Machalo shchufos. You sell the darker ones. Avalo levanos, but you don't sell the white. Well, you keep the white to yourself. Zenos in le'atmo, zenos in le'atmo. You have to give, each one has to give on their own. So what's the raya from here? So if you look at Rashi, the first narrow line down, zenos in le'atmo, v'zenos in le'atmo. So again, the cases where you sold all the dark wool and you kept the white wool to yourself. Since he didn't leave any of the darker wool to himself, he sold it all. He's not responsible to be mafresh reisha geiz from that which he sold. Even though the tzon he didn't sell, it's still on the lokeach to separate that which he bought. Alma trei minei ninhu, it's considered two different minim, v'ein mafresh mizel zeh. Because the ave mefarshi havele shira gave mocher betan lakach gaz geiz tzono shechavero im shai hamocher chayev. The din is, we said, if let's say forget two types of minim for a second. Let's say I have all the wool. I have white wool. If I sold all the white wool to you, so I have nothing left in my possession, you have to separate the reisha geiz. Let's say I sold all the white wool except a little bit. I left a little bit on my own. Then whatever I left behind, I have to separate on my own. Because the first responsibility is on the initial owner. So now in this case where I sold all the black wool and I'm keeping the white wool, we say that the lokeach has to separate the black wool. Why? If I have wool to myself, shouldn't I have to separate the white wool for the white wool and also the white wool for the black wool I just sold? Isn't that telling me that if I left over any wool as the seller, I need to separate? The fact that we say the white wool is considered separate from the black wool tells me I cannot be mafresh white wool to exempt the black wool which I just sold. So that proves to us that they are considered different minim, and by reisha geiz you cannot be mafresh one min on that which is another min.
It would seem that the machlokes Beis Hillel and Shammai on the teinim is not if you're allowed to min be min or no. It would seem that the machlokes is if white and black figs are min be min or no. But they both agree that it's not, that you're not allowed to do min shebeino be min, right?
Correct. The Rashi explains that Beis Hillel is matir and he allows you to because the chula min teinim, it's all considered
right.
The same type of fig.
Yeah,
but he does agree on the underlying concept. If there are two different minim of figs versus grapes, there he would agree. Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So then the Gemara says, El Miyat, if that's the case. So then we say two different minim. You cannot be mafresh reish shegeiz. So look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Dikatani zecharim avalo nekevos. So let's say you sell all the male wool, and you keep the female wool to yourself, and apparently the female wool was softer. So then, zenos in the atzmo, zenos in the atzmo. So now, since the lokech bought all the zecharim, nothing was left in the possession of the mocher. So he says that the lokech has to separate the zecharim, and the mocher has to, who kept the nekevos, he has to separate from the nekevos. So hachanami, you're going to say mishum detrei min ninu? You have a female sheep and a male sheep, and they have the same color wool. You're going to say they're two different minim? Certainly not. We never say that females and males are considered two different minim regarding any halachas. So they're certainly different, but they're not different meaning. They're all both white-colored sheep. So Zecharim and Nekevos are not different minim, so we're not forced to say that the white and black are different minim either, just because they have different colors. So Ella must be the Eta Tova Kamash Malan, that the when the Sefer tells us that you separate the Zachar and the Kevos, it's not because of a halacha of min v'shein amino. It's a halacha of Eta Tova. What's the Eta Tova? The Leisiv Lei Mehai Derachich U'Mehai De'ashim. The halacha is that the Kevos, as I said before, has softer wool, and the males have a harder wool. So the din is that when you, let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains here. It's a Rashi, it's not a bold here, I believe. Here that go.
It seems that he can actually, even though he can act, even if he doesn't have, he can take from somewhere else.
He gets from the Lokeach. Yeah. You look at Rashi, Ella. First word of Ella, Rashi is Ella Vade Shirahu. He definitely left behind. So the mocha's responsibility to pay the reish shigeis, because he's the one who owns it initially. Where each one gives on their own, eta tova kamash malam. Ashmiinam, we're learning, tana lemocher, telling us to the mocher, shlo yitein lo min hanekevos hamushamros lo al zacharim, don't give the nekevos on the zacharim, shemachar. Because the wool of the male is very hard, and the female wool is very soft. Don't waste the wool from the nekevos, because it's very soft. Rather, you should buy some back, at least Rashi understands, but when you sell everything to the all the zacharim to the lokech, buy some of the zacharim back, so you could use that to provide reish shegeis. That's what he's trying to say, according to Rashi. But it's not a din of two different minim, it's just an eta tova. You don't want to, I'm not sure why, we like to give the ayin yafeh, but it seems that you want to give the harder wool to the kohen and keep the softer wool for yourself. And unclear exactly how to read this, but in the end of the day, the Gemara says it's certainly...
I think from Rashi it seems that if he had part nekevus and part zacharim, he doesn't have to give on the part of zacharim nekevus, he can actually give part and part and
fair. Right, but I'm saying it doesn't read well in the Mishnah, I mean the Gemara. Karashi says you're buying back from the lokeach, so the mocher should give. The Gemara says no, the mocher gives and the lokeach gives. So I'm saying Rashi's reading of this is not so clear and fitting in. But some type of eta tova kamashimlan, so just like that's an eta tova by the zacharim nekevos, here as well, hachanami, when it comes to the black and white, it's not a din of minshin amino, it's an eta tova kamashimlan, delay shalei mitirayos, so give both them. That when you sell one, Rashi explains, Hachanami, Gavi Shchufos V'Levanos, Mishim Eta Tovahu, Degidas HaLevanos Tova. The wider wool is better than Mishel Shchufos, better than the darker wool. V'Yikne Min HaLokeach, go ahead and buy back from the Lokeach, Kishir HaShchufos, buy back some of the black wool in order to exempt you from paying any of the white wool. That's how Rashi understands this. Gemara.
What are you giving the Kohen? He's getting the
he's getting the from the harder harder wool or the darker wool.
Right, because I understand. Because yeah. Usually we say to give the matanos.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not sure why, but that's the din. I don't know why don't we say ayin yafeh. I'm not sure why we're not saying ayin yafeh here. It's a good question. So then the Gemara says, Ho kim del masis and delo kriv elai. So what comes out from this whole big discussion is that Rabbi Elai is not according to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah ends up saying, this is again after everything, all the dust has settled, we said before that the Mishnah says, if you buy a tzon that's ready to be sheared from a goy, you're chayiv to pay, but Rely would say, rather you're pater from paying, if you buy the gay tzon of the shearings of the Avi Chacham, you're pater, but Rely would actually say, you're chayiv in the buying the shearings from a goy.
But he says, isn't it because the Mishnah, Shein Amino, as Rabbi Eli holds that you can't, he would hold like Truma, just like you can't give me Minashim in Amino, and this seems to apply, you can't give me Minashim in Amino.
This would apply.
Well, the previous thing is a question, it's not, when it says Eta Tova Kamash Melon, it just rejects
the previous thing. So in the end of the day, the way it says it here, at least in the way it says in the Masifta is, we learn from here that's possible to be mafresh reisha geiz mimin al shein amino, which is against Rabbi Eli, right? Our Mishnah says you can't give the black and the white from each other, even though they're different, seemingly different meaning, you can be mafresh it. So clearly our Mishnah goes against Rabbi Eli, who holds that you cannot be main shein amino. Right. So then the Gemara says, continuing along these lines, Ima chuma ba'inan reishis shireha nikarim af reishis agay shireha nikarim. What shireha nikarim? Chuma, I'm not allowed to give, if I want to give all my grains as chuma to the kohen, every grape that I grow to the kohen, it doesn't work. You have to have a frush, it has to be a separation where it's recognizable of that which is being given to the kohen and the shirah and that which is being left behind. So maybe one would think by the same, by reishis agay, the same halacha should apply. Let's say you wanted to be very generous and give all your shearings to the kohen, it wouldn't work. Has to be a shirayim nikireh. You have to recognize that there's a certain part that goes to the kohen, and there's shirayim which is remaining behind. So Gemara says, "In, you're correct. That same halacha does apply. A person wants to separate all his gays for the kohen. It doesn't work. You have to have some shirayim." The Mishnah tells us, "Haomer kol garni truma v'chol yisasi chala lo amar klum." The guy says, "All my trumas, all my garnis for the truma, all my doughs for the chala. It doesn't work." But then it says, ha, can't we infer from this? That's only by chuma. That's only by a chala. But ha, ko gizai, reishis, divar of kayamin. But maybe if I said this by reishis, a gaze, it should work that I can dedicate all my gaze to the kohen. But tani idach, yet the other brisa says, lo amaklum. If you say that even by reishis, a gaze, I want to give all my shearings to the kohen, that won't work. So there's a machlokas between the brises whether you could dedicate all your shearings or not. So Ella must be lav shma mina ha Rabbi Eloi ha Rabbanon shma mina. There's a machlokas. If you assume the connection, the equation to that of truma, so then you cannot dedicate all of your shearings. And the other opinion that says that you can clearly says you don't learn like truma. The Gemara now says this is the statement that appears in Maseches Brachos as well. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak ha'inna nowadays nog alma, the practice of the world is kohani tlas zave, kohani tlas zave, like these three chacham. Ki Rabbi Elai bereisha geiz, that holds the sani Rabbi Elai omer reisha geiz einu noga ela ba'aretz. We only have reisha geiz in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz there is no reisha geiz. Uch Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, completely different halacha, b'divrei Torah, the sani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira omer she'ein divrei Torah mekablin tumah, of a person's a keri, he is allowed to learn Torah. We don't say that the Torah is mekablin tumah, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. And Ki Rabbi Yoshia b'kalayim, the sani Rabbi Yoshia omer le'yol mein chayva, yoli chayv and klayim ad she'yizra until you planted chita, seora, v'charta, wheat, barley, and grapes, all in the same polisyad, only then are you chayv climb. So these are three halachas we passing like. Gemara always groups them together. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah we had, Chomer b'zroa. There's a certain stringency we had by Zroa that we didn't have Bereishis Agez. And the Gemara listed a few of the differences. So the Gemara asks, one of the obvious ones that we're missing from the Mishnah is Lisnei Chomer Reishis Agez Shenoig B'Trefos Ma'ashein Ken B'Matanos. Reishis Agez, the shearings, the first shearings go to the kohen, even if it comes from a sheep that may be a trefa. But Matanos do not. We do not give Matanos of a trefa. If a Zroa L'Chaim Makeva come from a trefa, the kohen can eat from that. So there's no such thing as a Matanos. So trefa should be another example of a difference between a chumra that applies to reisha gaze that doesn't apply to trefos, that doesn't apply to matanos rather. So I'm Ravina Hamani, who is the author. This is Rabbi Shimon. He desani Rabbi Shimon poter as a trefa reisha gaze. No, he thinks halacha applies the same way. Just like by matanos a trefas poter, so too by reisha gaze trefas poter from reisha gaze. So where does Rabbi Shimon get this from? My time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does reisha gaze have to come from an animal that's not a trefa? Who cares if it's a trefa or not? The gaze, no one's eating the reisha gaze. So explain to the gzeir shava. It says, my time in the Rishimon, Yolof Nisina Nisina Mi Matanos. Ma Matanos Trefalo Af Reishis Agez Nami Trefalo. He has a Gzer Shava learning from Matanos that a Trefa is excluded from these two halachas.
How do you even know that
it's missing a leg. It's missing a leg that can't live for much longer.
You could say that, then you can never have to give it, because you can tell can't listen. It's a
no, we have a certain chazaka. We have a chazaka. There's certain chazakas, we assume a certain way. But the obvious animal, animal's got a, I don't know, an arrow through its head. It's not going to live for another couple of days.
A lot of the trefas is inside.
No, not a lot. Those are the ones we could inspect. But if you know, you don't assume that way.
So
the,
when there's a
chazaka,
you don't.
No, when chazaka is so strong, you can't just, every single case, there's always some level of suffix. So there's certain chazakas we rely on, chazakas, row, whatever the mechanism is. So if you're really learning reisha gaze from matanos, leilaf nesina nesina mechuma, why not say the gzeir shava should be learned from chuma instead and say ma chuma ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo af reisha gaze nami ba'aretz lo ba'aretz in b'chutz la'aretz lo and alama tanan, but we have a mission that tells us reisha gaze no ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. So we clearly can't learn, so why don't we learn the other direction of nesina nesina even to chuma? So Elahainu time. So it's not really Nisina Nisina. Because if Rabbi Shimon really learned the Gzeir Shavah Nisina Nisina, he would have applied Nisina Nisina not only to Matanos, he would have applied also to Chuma. And the fact that he clearly doesn't learn from Chuma, because it's a different halacha regarding Chutzlarts, Masi Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the Gzeir Shavah Nisina Nisina. So go back to the drawing board now. How does Rabbi Shimon know that a Trefa is in fact Pater from Reishis Ageis? So Elahainu time of the Rabbi Shimon, the Yolf Tzon, he has a different Gzeir Shavah learning from Meiser. It says Tzon by Meiser, it says Tzon by Reishis Ageis, so Ma Meiser Trefa Lo, Af Reishis Ageis Trefa Lo. Just like Meiser, an animal that's a Trefa is exempt from being part of Meiser Behema, so too, that's the next Masechta in Bechor, so the last parak of Masechta Bechor is all about Meiser Behema. So just like an animal that's a Trefa is exempt from being part of Meiser Behema, so too Reishis Ageis is Pater when it comes to a Trefa. And how do we know that a Meiser Behema? There's no Meiser Behema on a Trefa. The Chassivit says, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaSheva, that Tachas HaSheva, that which is able to walk below the staff, below the stick of the shepherd, Prat LaTrefa Sheino Veres, as opposed to Trefa, which we know can walk. Now, not some Trefas can walk, but it means that the animal is so ill, it can't really function properly, so that's how we know it doesn't go Tachas HaSheva. So just like Meiser Behema, from the Gzer Sarkasiv, it's Pater, Trefas Pater, so too through the Gzer Shava, Tzon Tzon, a Trefas Pater from Reishis Ageis. So then the Gemara says, once we have this Gzeir Shavat Tzon Tzon of Meiser to Reish Ageis, Leilef Tzon Tzon Mi Bechor, learn from Bechor and say as follows, Ma Bechor, Afil Trefa, Af Reish Ageis, Afil Trefa. The din is by Bechor, if you have a firstborn animal, it has a Kedushas Bechor, even if it's a Trefa, it's called a Bechor nonetheless. So why don't we learn the opposite conclusion, and Tzon Tzon should be learned from Bechor, to say that Trefa is Chayv and Bechor, and therefore it's Chayv and Reish Ageis as well. So the Gemara says, because mistabra mi meiser havelei lemelef. It makes more sense to learn from meiser than to learn from bechor. Why? Shekein, because the Gemara is going to list a few equations between meiser, how meiser and reish ageis are similar. It says zacharim, that the halacha is that bechor only applies to zachar, but meiser behema and reish ageis apply equally to a nekeva. So that equates it to nekeva. Temeim, that bechor applies even to behema temeah, namely a petach hamor, but Meiser Behema and Reishis Ageis don't apply to Behema Temeah. And Bimirubim, that when it comes to a Bechor, even a Yachid that's born as a Yachid, it's Chayiv, but Meiser Behema and Reishis Ageis only apply when there are many. You need 10 animals at least, you need 5 sheep, we said, for Reishis Ageis. You need Meruba for Meiser and Reishis Ageis. Berechem, the Din of Bechor only applies with Peter Rechem, as opposed to Meiser Behema and Reishis Ageis has nothing to do with the Din of Kedushas Rechem. Adam, that the Bechor applies to an Adam as well, Pidyon HaBen, but there is no concept of Meiser Behema or Reishis Ageis by an Adam. Pashut, that Bechor is is the first one, it's Bechor, the first one, and Meiser Behema and Reishis Ageis applies even to Pshuta, even to a non-Bechor, even a non-firstborn. And the final equation between Meiser Behema and that of Reishis Ageis is Lifnei HaDibur, that Bechor, the concept of Bechoros, we're going to see in the next Masechta, the first parak of Bechor tells us, the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, but exactly about the different Zmanim of things, but the concept of Bechor existed prior to the Dibur, prior to Matan Torah, as opposed to Meiser Behema and Reishis Ageis both only came after Matan Torah. So these are 7 reasons why we want to compare Meiser Behema to Reishis Ageis, as opposed to comparing Reishis Ageis to Bechor. So Gemara says, Adrabba, I'm going to go the opposite direction. Mi Bechor Havalei Lemei. If you should relearn from Bechor, Shekein, we're going to list a few equations of Reishis Ageis now to that of Bechor. Yasum, what's the din of a Yasum? So it comes to Meiser Behema, a Yasum, an animal that doesn't have a mother. The Gemara will discuss that also next Masechta. There's no mother, so that's Pater from Meiser Behema, but a Yasum is Chayv and Reishis Ageis and Chayv and a Bechor. Shelaku, if you buy Meiser Behema, you're Pater. Only if the animal was born in your flock are you Chayv. But if I bought an animal, that animal, Lakuach, is Pater from my Meiser Behema, but as opposed to a Bechor, as opposed to Reishis Ageis. If I buy another animal, it is Chayv in Bechor, it is Chayv in Reishis Ageis. And then Beshutvis, if I have partnerships, the partnerships are Pater from Meiser Behema, but it's not Pater from Bechor, it's not Pater from Reishis Ageis. And Nisano, the din of Nisina applies to, the Meiser Nisina applies to Reishis Ageis I give to the Kohen, a Bechor I give to a Kohen, Meiser Behema doesn't go to a Kohen, you get to keep it. There is a Ritvan Zvachim that goes against all of Halacha, I'm not sure where, I think it's Zvachim, no, it can't be Zvachim. There's a Ritva Summer, May Rosh Hashanah, that says you do give the Meiser Behema to the Kohen, but that goes against every Gemara. The Gemara tells us that there is no Meiser Nisina of the Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, the owner keeps to himself, as opposed to Reishis Ageis and Bechor, there is a Meiser Nisina to the Kohen. And Bifnei, Halacha is that Ma'aseh Behema is only relevant b'fnei Abayis, only b'Beis HaMikdash Kaim, but Reisha Geiz and Bechor applies even Shlo b'fnei Abayis. And then the sixth equation is Kohen, that Reisha Geiz and the Bechor both go to a Kohen, Ma'aseh Behema goes to the owner. So we see that there's a very good reason to connect Reisha Geiz to Bechor, and say just like a Bechor is a Chayiv even in a Trefa, so to Reisha Geiz should apply even by a Trefa. And the Gemara says still more B'Kedusha, the next page B'Kedusha, that you don't have to makdish b'chor, it's a naturally kadosh from it being born. Reisha geiz, there's no kedusha, it exists, it's chulin. But ma'aser behema, you have to makdish ma'aser behema, so that again shows us the equation of reisha geiz to b'chor. And the final, the eighth and final equation of reisha geiz to b'chor is u'mechira. That the Kohen, when he gets the Reisha Geiz, when he gets the b'chor, he's allowed to sell it, but at ma'aser behema, there's an issur in the Torah to sell it. So the Gemara says, and not only that, there are more equations of Reisha Geiz to Bechor than there are to Ma'aseh Behema. So we should really say that Trefas Chaim Reisha Geiz, just like a Bechor. And the Gemara says, Pashmi Pasha Adiflay. Despite all the different equations, and there might be more, the din of Pashmi Pashat is the overriding one that we care about most. The fact that Bechor applies to a firstborn, and the other ones apply to a Pasha, just any type of animal, regardless of the order when it was born, that is the overriding idea, and therefore we compare Reisha Geiz to that Ma'aseh Behema, that they're both Pater when they're Trefa. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.